Masechet Gittin Parashas Mishnah Dalet. Beishami Oimrim Paiter Adam Et Ishto Beget Yashan. Ubeit Hilo Oisrim. Beishami says a person can paiter up his wife with the Get Yashan. We'll see soon what a Get Yashan is. Beishami says a Get Yashan is Kasher. Ubeit Hilo Oisrim. Beit Hilo says you cannot give your wife a Get Yashan. Beizehu Get Yashan. What is a Get Yashan? Koshen is Yachet Ima Acher Shekosvula. Any time that he secluded himself with his wife after he wrote the get, before he gave the get, meaning that he did not give the get to his wife right away after he wrote it, and then in the interim, he secluded himself with his wife. According to Beis Hillel, this is no longer a good get. The reason being, as maybe he had relations with his wife when he secluded himself with her, and it's possible she would become pregnant and give birth to a child, and only after he secluded himself with his wife, he gave her the get. And when she gives birth, people will look at the date of the get, and they will think that she was already divorced at the time she conceived this child, and they would say that she conceived the child out of wedlock, and that would be a gnai for the child. So therefore, he can no longer give her this get, and he would have to write her a new get. But if he did give her the get, Yashan, and then the Baal's not around to give her a different get, she would be able to be the Eved, get remarried with this get. Only the Chatzchila, the get is no good. Mesechet Gittin Parashas Mishnah Hei. Kasav l'shum machos acheres, l'shum machos madai, l'shum machos yo. The Rabbanu were mitakin that when a get is written, they have to write in the get the year of the machos that they are living in. This is mishum shalom machos. They should have peace with the Malchus, as when the Malchus sees that Klai Yisrael is mechabed them by writing the year of their Malchus in the get, this will promote Shalom Malchus. Now, if the year of the Malchus was not written in the get, instead, they wrote the year of a different Malchus. Some Agoras over here, Kasav L'Shum Malchus She'ena Hogenes. They wrote the year of a Malchus She'ena Hogenes. This is referring to Malchus Edom. Edom is a Malchus She'ena Hogenes, an improper Malchus. Chazal tells us the reason that Edom does not have its own language or its own way of writing. Now, if they did not write the year of the Malchus they're in, instead, they wrote the year of Malchus Edom, or they wrote the year of Malchus Madai, or they wrote the year of Malchus Yavam, Lebinyan Habayis, Lechorban Habayis, or instead of writing the year of the Malchus that they're living in, they wrote how many years it's been since the Binyan HaBeis HaMikdash, or how many years it's been since the Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash. Haya b'mizrach u'kasa b'marev u'kasa b'mizrach. Or if they did a different shinoi in the get, as you're supposed to write in the get which town the Edom that are signing the get are in at the time they sign it, and the Edom were in a town in the east, and they wrote that the Edom are in a town in the west, or vice versa. The Edom were in a town in the west, and they wrote in the get that the Edom were in a town in the east. Teitze mizeh u'mizeh u'twicha get mizeh mizeh. In such a case, if the Isha would get remarried with this get that has a shinoi in it, then the din would be that she cannot live with either husband, and she needs a get from both husbands. This is a knas, the Rabbana, as she was not careful to get remarried with the proper get. So even though the Eved, the get is kosher, the kedushin that she has with the husband that she remarried to is a good kedushin, even so, the Rabbana require her to get divorced from the second husband, and they also require her to get another get from the first husband. The aim law, lo ksuba velo peros, velo mezoines velo balus, lo azeh velo azeh, and not la mizeh mizeh tachzer. The Rabbanan also knast her that she does not receive a ksuba from either the first husband or the second husband. She also does not get back the peros of her nichsei melug, as when a woman gets married, her husband has the right to eat peros from her karka, and if the first or second husband took peros from her nichsei melug, she does not have a right to demand them back, and she does not get supported from either the first husband or the second husband. She also does not receive her balos back. Balos is referring to begadim that she brought in with her as a dowry. The husband has the right to use them during the marriage, but in the event of a divorce, he would have to give back the begadim or the value of the begadim, and in this case, if the begadim got worn out, the husband would not have to return the value of the begadim, neither the first husband or the second husband. But if the begadim were not worn out, they would have to return it. This is all knas derabanan. in Nutla Mizet Umizet Takter, if she took any of these benefits from the first or second husband, she would have to return these benefits. Bahavlad Mamzer Mizet Umizet. If she got remarried with this get, and she had a child from the second husband, that kid would be a mamzer. Or if after she got remarried with this get, she had a vlad from the first husband, that kid would also be a mamzer. Now, since this get that the eved is good, if she had a kid from the first husband after she got remarried with this get, that kid would be a mamzer d'oraisa, since she is an eshes ish to the second husband. And that which the Mishnah said, that if she has a vlad from the second husband after she gets remarried with this get, that the kid would be a mamzer, that is not a mamzer d'oraisa, since b'di eved, the get is good. That is a mamzer d'rabbanan. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, who says, Kol ha-mishanem imateh shetavu chachamim begitin havlad mamzer. Anybody who makes a shinoi from the way the chachamim tell us to write the get, if the isha would get remarried with this get, the kid will be a mamzer. This is a mamzer d'rabbanan. V'lo zev izem mitamin lo. Neither the first husband or the second husband could be mitamin to her. If she died before they give her a get and they are kohenim, they would have no right to become tummy to her as a kohen, even though he is not allowed to become tummy lemeis to his wife. He would be allowed to become tummy to, but in this case, neither the first husband or the second husband would be allowed to be mitamin to her. V'lo zev izem zakon lo b'mityasa. Neither the first husband or the second husband would have a right to any mitzia that she would find, nor to her maisi yadayin, the work that she does. They also would not have the right to be made for her nedarim. These are all chusim that a husband has in his wife, and in this case, neither the first husband or the second husband would have these chusim in her, even though they had not yet given her a get. Chaisa bas Yisrael nifseles minakuna. If she is a Bas Yisrael, she got remarried with this get, she would become Tassel Lakuna, as we look at her as a Zona. Since this get is only Kusher B'dieved, and she had no right to get remarried with this get, we look at her as if she was Mizana Tachas Bala, and she becomes Tassel Lakuhuna Bas Levi Min HaMaiser. If she is a Bas Levi, she would become Tassel from eating Maiser Rishon, which is due to a Levi. Now, even though a Bas Levi does not become Pasul to Meiser by being Mizana, this is a Knas Durabanan, Bas Kohen Minatruma. If she is a Bas Kohen, she becomes Pasul to Truma, as a Bas Kohen who is Mizana cannot continue eating Truma. As if the two husbands die before they give her a get, which in a normal case, if a Bas Kohen's husband died without children, she can go back to eating Truma. In this case, we look at her as a Zona, and she cannot go back to eating Truma. The ain Yorshim Shozeh, the Yorshim Shozeh, Yorshim Ksuvasim. And the children of either the first husband or the second husband do not inherit her Ksuvah. This is referring to Ksuvas Benin Dichron. This is a condition written in every Ksuvah, that if a woman predeceases her husband, when the husband dies, her children inherit her Ksuvah. In this case, the Rabbanan knast her, and her children do not inherit her Ksuvah. The Emesu Achiv Shozeh, if the two husbands die before they give her a get, the brother of both of them would have to do chalitza, but cannot do yibam. Now, since b'dieved the get was good, and she got remarried with this get, so the brother of the second husband would have to do chalitza d'oraisa, but the rabbanan knas, and do not allow him to do yibam. And the brother of the first husband, d'oraisa, would not be required to do chalitza, but the rabbanan required that he would do chalitza. Shina shmo shma shem iro v'shem ira tete mizel mizeh v'cho adrachim ha'eluba. If there was a different shinoi in the get, which is that they changed his name or her name, or the town that he lived in, or the town that she lived in, it does not literally mean that they wrote a different name in the get. What it means is that he had two names, or she had two names, or he lived in two different towns, or she lived in two different towns, and they failed to write both names in the get, or both towns in the get, and she got remarried with this get, then all of the dinim that we mentioned in this Mishnah would apply, which is that she would have to get a get from both husbands, and if she has a child from either husband, the child would be a mamzer, and all the other dinim that we have mentioned in the Mishnah would apply in this case also.